I wonder how much you can identify with the things we hear in today's lessons. We hear about an ecstatic vision in the temple for Isaiah. He saw God's majesty in a way which was overwhelming for him. And then we hear about the roots of St. Paul's awareness of God, again of a vision of Christ in the story of the journey to Damascus. He was blinded by meeting with the light of Christ. The Gospel tells us about Simon Peter and his friends James and John. A chance meeting with a man on the lakeside becomes a moment of revelation when he tells them where they can fish successfully. So, do any of those happenings have real echoes for you? The answer may be yes, but the chances are no. It may be yes because there always have been and always will be people who meet with God in what seem to others quite extraordinary ways. Some research years ago suggested that more than 60% of the population of this country claimed to have had something strange happen to them. Let me quote a 25-year-old engineer. "I had a series of very vivid dreams. Jesus took me down a set of very grand stairs, opened a very large door, and guided me to a road which forked. One fork of the road was not signposted, the other was signposted, and it said, 'Jesus.'" However, having dreams and visions is not a common way into finding faith, despite the large numbers who have strange happenings. I wonder if you can guess what the most common ways into faith are. Let me give you some possibilities, and you can think if any of them apply to you. Family member, friend, church events, clergy, evangelistic events, Bible, literature, drama and music, school. Well, years ago, John Finney, then the Archbishop's advisor for evangelism and later Bishop of Pontefract, did a major piece of research across all denominations, asking over 500 people who had made a profession of faith in baptism or confirmation or whatever in the previous year, how they had found faith. And the results were quite startling and have a great deal to teach us about how we're to engage in helping others to come to faith. Now, that's not an optional task for us, it's an essential. Jesus called people, like those fishermen, to go and catch others. Christian faith is not an inward, but an outward-looking thing. William Temple famously said that the church is the only organisation which exists for the benefit of those which are not its members. All the readings today are about people having a revelation of God, but they're also all about those people therefore feeling a sense of calling to share that vision with others. To go back to the Gospel story, the fishermen needed to know how to use their energy effectively if they were to land the catch. The Christian church needs to learn how to do the same in the task of catching men and women for the kingdom. There's little point in fishing with the wrong nets on the wrong side of the boat. That's why the results of John Finney's research are so vital for us to grasp. So, can we return to that list of possibilities I mentioned? Remember, family member, friend, church events, clergy, evangelistic events, Bible, literature, drama and music, and school. The church has done quite a bit of wasting of energy in inappropriate fishing, if these results are anything to go by. I can think of examples of campaigns I've taken part in to provide everyone with a copy of a gospel, The Call to the North, which started with Archbishop Coggan's national call. And indeed, I recall talking to a man who was searching for faith, who had talked to a neighbour who was a bishop. "Just read the Bible," he was told, and it hadn't helped very much at all. We have to face the fact that although most people had found faith were then avid readers of the Bible, there were very few for whom it was a strong factor in finding faith in the first place. Even less had found faith through church activities or evangelistic events. But you'll be aware how much time and money has been poured into things like that in all sorts of ways, whether evangelistic campaigns like Billy Graham or quite different sorts of parish missions conducted by monks. The story seems to be that they are not the way that people find faith on the whole, nor is Christian literature, drama or music, although all of those have helped some people, but not very many. So what has been the way for them? By a process of elimination, you must now be aware of the answer. It has been through people, Above all, it's been through Christian friends. They are the main factor for over a quarter, and nearly three quarters said they played an important supportive part. The other main group have been family members, particularly so for men, interestingly, who've been challenged to faith by their wives or fiancés. When you add up those who really say, my faith stems primarily from my friends, my parents, my partner or my children, you account for all but a tiny percentage. So that brings things back very powerfully to us. If we're to fulfil our calling, our revelation of God, and if we hadn't had some glimpse of God, I guess we wouldn't be in church, then we have to accept the fact that it's down to all of us whether or not others who currently don't know God's love will find it. I would have justification saying it's down to you rather than us, because another of the findings of the research is that clergy are not very frequently the main person through whom people find faith, although very frequently they're the main supporting factor. There's a sense in which we're never quite able to be alongside people in the way that lay people can be. So the main fishermen and women sit in pews, not in clergy stalls, and the fishing goes on in homes and clubs and offices, not in churches and vicarages. This process of being alongside people and sharing faith is very slow. The research showed that the average time from people first being interested in finding about what they believed to any act of commitment was 4 years. These are the facts, not the theories. What we all have to do is work out what facts like these imply for the way we live and function as a Christian community. It's not about everyone preaching at their friends. It's about being aware that sharing faith simply, naturally, and without any pressure is how faith actually spreads. You don't catch cold by somebody forcing it on you. Let me give you a cold. You catch a cold by being with someone who has one. The research suggests clearly that people catch faith by being with people who have it. That's what Isaiah and Paul and Simon Peter and his friends realised. You can't keep something as good as God to yourself. And we have to realise that too.